And he that received the promises offered up his only begotten Son, of whom it was said, in Isaac shall your seed be called. In other words, Abraham killed his inheritance. Well, was willing to. He was willing to put to death his inheritance. Now, how is that? You would think, well, no, Gene, you see, if Isaac killed Abraham, he'd be ruining his inheritance. Because no murderer is given an inheritance. But if Abraham killed his son, he would lose his inheritance. Because Abraham's inheritance was through Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and David and Jesus. If any of those would have died outside of the promises, the whole inheritance is shot. Jesus had to come, or Abraham wouldn't have got his inheritance. The devil did everything to try and keep the anointed one from being on earth. Because once he was on earth, then the only thing he could do, what was the only thing Satan could do once Jesus was born and once he actually lived on earth? What was the only thing Satan could do to destroy the inheritance? Get him to sin. Same thing works for Jesus, works for us. If we die in our sins, we lose our inheritance. I don't know how theologians, scholars, or anybody who's born again could honestly possibly think that you could die in full-blown sin against God, against your wife, your husband, your children, die in known flagrant rebellion and sin and inherit the kingdom. I don't get it, Big Dan. But accounting that God was able to raise him up from the dead, wherefore he also received him in a figure. He received him. He knew that even if he did put him to death, that God would raise him up. Because God would be faithful. His inheritance was secure. You know why? Because his inheritance was in God. Abraham was a man that sought after a city whose foundations were made by God. So, I hope that gives us just a little more of something to think about. And there's a whole lot more that, you know, you can get into on your own about an inheritance, about your inheritance. But I think this is an important thing is for us. We've got to seriously consider these things consciously. Why we're doing what we're doing. And doing it with joy. And realizing that we're just a small group, but you know what? We're called to do something, let's do it with all our heart. And let's expect Jesus to show up. Amen.